The second level of the retreat that we are, I guess we can say, beginning, is the level of love. If the essence of sacrifice is surrender, the essence of love is to give. We know in general what this means. We love a person insofar as we are willing to give ourselves, and not just of ourselves, to that person. And this language everyone understands. The object of our love, of course, is God. And as with sacrifice, so with love. It is remarkable what reservations we can make, what dark recesses of ourselves that we never fully give to God. We have been called as religious to love God in a special way. That special way has been, for the first time in the history of the Church, defined for us by the Second Vatican Council. I don't mean the doctrine had not been in the Church over the centuries, but I mean that no ecumenical conclave of the Catholic Church had ever so explicitly and unequivocally described what religious life means. We are told by the infallible Church, religious life is the total giving of self to God. Where the heart of the religious life is in the totality. And of course, the one who does the giving is the religious. So as we go through the retreats, may I suggest that we look on and ask our Lord to enlighten us about the meaning of this total giving of self to God. First, what does this total giving of self to God mean? The Church tells us, and each one of these deserves a meditation all by itself. It means that I give myself to God exclusively. That anyone else, and there are many others, to whom I am also to give myself, oh yes, but always subordinate to God. It means, the Church tells us, that we give ourselves totally to God when we give ourselves to Him, not only exclusively, but permanently. And it finally means that we give ourselves to God unreservedly. And you see, therefore, how sacrifice and love go together, and we shall play the one against the other all through the retreat. because this kind of exclusive, permanent, and unreserved love for God is clearly impossible without a great deal of sacrifice. But if that is the first level of this loving God, namely, that we give ourselves to Him, it secondly means, and we shall again look at this and during the retreat, to be sure to pay a lot of attention to the fact that we have a model for the way in which we are to give ourselves to God. So if we are to give ourselves to God, our pattern and great exemplar is Christ. We are to give ourselves to God like Jesus gave Himself to His Father. Hence the importance during the retreat of a studious looking at Christ and then self, at Christ again and then self. How did He love the Father? And ask myself, how am I loving God? It thirdly means, and I am simply articulating the Church's teaching on the meaning of religious life, that it is giving ourselves to God like Christ, but through service of the Church. Our love of God, after the pattern of Christ, has a means of expression. We are to serve the Church, and we are as good religious as we serve the mystical body of Christ, with many implications. Hence the need of knowing what the Church expects of us. Hence the need of understanding the Church, of knowing the needs of the Church, and of being willing especially to love God after the imitation of Christ, in dying to self in union. And what an extraordinary age we are living in union with those bloody martyrs, the tens and hundreds of thousands of our fellow Christians. We are as good religious as we are martyred religious. And finally, all of this we are to do, total giving of self to God like Christ through service of the Church, but with others, in the company of others, in community. And here let's remind ourselves that religious life is only as religious as it is communal. Without a community, there is no religious life. And our religious life is just as good as our community life is sound. With this as a, I hope, not too long outline, May I suggest that we ask our Divine Savior, in whose presence we shall make this retreat, to enlighten our minds and enlarge our hearts, to do the two things that we are called upon especially to do during the retreat, namely, to grow in sacrifice and to mature in love. We have been called to practice sacrificial love. But as by now we know, unless He is with us and within us, we cannot do it alone. Really, it is He who wants to practice sacrifice and love in the world today as He did during His mortal stay in Palestine. There's only one possible obstacle, and you know who that is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.